let me first start by saying where we position ourselves as a competition authority in the debate on compliance. We support, of course, compliance. It's important. The competition rules are not there to catch companies which, of course, act legally. They are there to prohibit certain kinds of particularly anti-competitive behavior. So we try to create clarity about the rules. Of course, we do so also by the cases that we do, which provide a level of clarity, and we are helped by the European Court very often in further bringing clarity about what the rules actually are. What we do not do is to provide advice to companies on their compliance efforts. And why not, and I think you've just said it actually, is there is no one-size-fits-all. It is a science in itself, where you see many consultancy firms and companies and law firms being engaged with companies to make sure there is a tailor-made compliance program for companies. So we have not put ourselves in a position that we would advise companies on what is the best compliance program for that individual firm. And so the purpose of the brochure that I just showed you is to ensure there is clarity about the rules. Yes, to give some very basic parameters of what any compliance program should probably contain, but it really stops there. So in terms of the competition authority giving particular advice, that is not something we are doing. Nevertheless, I can reflect, of course, what's in the brochure of what companies should have as golden rules, if you want, in their compliance programs. There are some of the issues there. Well, first of all, I think it is important for a company to ensure that it understands the business it is in. How risky is it for these companies, when they are in touch with each other, which does happen, of course, between competitors, to go over the line and instead of discussing maybe more technical or, for instance, environmental issues in their sector, to start discussing other issues, cost of production, perhaps prices, market shares, future prices, etc. So it's important for a company, and also particularly companies which may be in a dominant position, to assess the environment that they are in. So this risk assessment is, I think, a key feature of the compliance programs that companies should have to start with. Then I think there is an absolute necessity for the highest management of the company to be involved in compliance. They must show that they take it seriously, that it's not just a sort of bureaucratic internal company process, but that indeed respect of the rules is taken seriously by the highest management of the company, because they ultimately determine the culture within the firm. That engagement of the firm also means that it should be lasting. So a one-off compliance effort, as we hear, is not necessarily something that does much good. It may be, have a validity for a little while, but then is very perishable, so it should be continuing effort. Lastly, I would say a continuous monitoring is necessary, so the training may be there, but does it really stick? Does it indeed help people to comply? And maybe last but not least, and that's something that any competition authority would say, but particularly those which have a leniency program, compliance offers in a certain way an opportunity. So if a particularly horizontal conduct cartel exposure is discovered through a compliance program, there is a leniency program available. So companies can get immunity from possible fines if they come in as the first company in the door. And that they can do to the European Commission, or national infringements, they would go to national competition authorities. And that is certainly a benefit of such compliance efforts. If you discover something, be the first one in the door to report it and get the benefit of immunity. So those will be a few key features. Now, who is best placed to give advice on compliance? The ICC, International Chamber of Commerce, for instance, has done an extensive exercise in designing a model compliance program. That is not merely a short bullet-pointed explanation of what the program should contain, but a very detailed way of what what to do, but also how to implement it within companies, including small and medium-sized enterprises. That ICC information can be found also through the Commission's website. We have a compliance corner on the competition website of the European Commission, so that information is accessible for anyone who wants to see it.